Hello.
Hello, my name is LaShonda, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I just need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who is in need of a callback?
This is she.
How can I assist you?
I was calling to file a claim. Lately, I've been filing a claim also where I've been trying to, and I don't know if I called too late or what, but it doesn't, like, I guess you guys have, a cutoff time of when to do it, so I tried on, Sunday, and it never works. So I haven't been filing the last 2 weeks, and I know that can mess me up. But every time I file, I can't get through to nobody.
When was your last day of work?
July 15th. July 15th or 16th.
Can I have your social security number?
417-459-0099.
Can I have your name?
Brianna Fletcher. You can write it when you're ready.
Can I have your date of birth?
It's 12/07/1995.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Fletcher.
Can I have your driver's license name or your driver's license number or ID number?
889-0181. If I'm not mistaken, let me check. I don't know. Is my purse back there? Yeah. Yeah, 889-0181.
Thank you.
My edges feel like they're gonna come out. Don't look at my reading. I need magnets.
Okay, we can go ahead and start your claim for you. The first question is, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The next questions are going to be fraud questions. They would like to know, do you understand that fraud is a federal offense and knowingly making a false statement or falsifying an income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. One moment.
Make sure I put my soup on there. I think
do you
I
understand
did.
That fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, I haven't.
What was the reason for the breaking your claim?
I'm sorry.
what was the reason for the breaking your claim?
The reason why I couldn't get it through?
Correct.
When I would call and try to get through, like, I would call, like, on a Sunday. So the first two weekends, I thought I had to do it on a Sunday. So when I did it on a Sunday, it just gave me an answer machine, gave me the the times when y'all be available and stuff like that. So when I tried to call, like, that Monday or Tuesday, I was on the waiting list, and I actually missed the call from you guys or whatever. I keep getting stuck with that. Oh, one time, okay, like 2 weeks ago, I actually started a claim, and it got to the lady, the automated system, and the lady kept asking, have I applied for a job, any jobs or whatever, and I was, like, entering the information, but I think the answer machine or something got stuck, because I was stuck on just entering the same information, giving her the same information on job employers for, like, 15 minutes. So that was one reason. I know that was, like, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you file for, or are you going to receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Did you work for the military in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Have you, the next question is, if you have not applied for TRA or TAA, then the answers to the questions are going to be no. Have you already filed for a regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment assistance?
No.
Thank you.
It sounds like it's a choice out there.
Have you changed your name since the last time you filed?
No. I don't think it'll come to the side.
Have you changed your name in the last 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for a different Social Security, under a different Social Security number in the last 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your telephone number?
256-701-9761.
One moment, I just have some information I have to enter. 12-7-95. Was that a driver's license number or ID number?
Driver's license.
What state would that be out of?
On the side? My cousin has told them to come to the side. I'm sorry, what was that?
What is your, what state?
Huntsville. Oh, Alabama. Get it one more time before you do.
What What is the next questions are demographic questions. They would like to know, what is your race?
What is my, oh, black.
Is that non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
None.
What is your gender?
A female.
What is the highest grade that you completed in school?
12th grade.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Do they mean college? I graduated college, if that matter.
Oh, okay. How many years of college?
2.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No. They came to my side door. That is so funny.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, man. What was that?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, I'm not disabled.
Thank you, Mama. My system's low. My Mama.
I had a question. I don't know where I fit it.
Okay, so the next question is, they would like to know, could I have your home address?
Uh, 604 Old Fallon Road.
Can you spell that, please?
OFFALLON.
Is there a hyphen or anything there?
No. I don't think so. Unless it pop up as a suggestion with one, but I don't think so.
Can I have that zip code?
35811. You can stick those over there.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
So you gave me 604 O'Fallon Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35811.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your, what did you do for a living?
I was working at Target Distribution.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you looking for work in that field?
Well, I'm looking for work in all areas. I have experience in a few things, so I've just applied for a little bit of everything.
Okay. Are you seeking work? Okay, you say yes. Do you work for a union hiring hall?
I'm sorry. Do I work
for you work for a union hiring hall?
No, I don't think so. What is that?
It's a union.
No, I don't.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Yes. Well, first shift.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
At least 15 or 20 miles.
So, what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
13. Hey,
how you doing?
I'm fine.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
One moment. One moment. Do you own your own business?
No, I don't.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? You said no. Do you work for yourself?
No.
One moment. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Is the other part, do the other part go this way?
It will at this point actually sit right here.
I don't know. I'm sorry, man. What was that?
So are you registered currently working solely for on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't.
Have you ever applied for receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injuries?
What if this go this way and the other part go that way? No, I haven't.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No. Or is that what I'm doing now?
No, that's not.
Okay. This is back here.
Are you available for a seeking work in Alabama?
Yes, I am.
So you indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment insurance compensation. So just verify that. No, I have not worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation, or yes, I have worked?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. 1 month. My system is blowing.
I was thinking about blocking the door, and not blocking the door, but having it, I don't know. I use this door a lot. I don't use this door at all.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 4/1 of 2023 and 3/31 of 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
I don't think so.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, no, I don't think so.
So if you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposited to your checking or savings account, or you can do a prepaid benefit card. If you do the prepaid benefit card, it would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. That's after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, that we do recommend direct deposit. So which would you prefer?
A card. One of your prepaid cards.
Will you be receiving vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked in for the last 18 months?
No.
Did you answer all the questions correctly?
No, ma'am. Hold on. What you just asked? You said, did I answer
the question?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. So you are certifying that your answers are true and correct, accurate, in that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. So we match the weight, the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. So false answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. So do you certify that the answers are true and correct?
Yes.
So it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So please submit the following information. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11551 HB Johnson Road, 1302 Lancewood Drive, Northwest 268. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been?
You're welcome. Have a good day, y'all. Y'all thirsty? You want some water? I got a fruit punch, too. Mm-hmm. Have a nice one. All right, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10, 18, Buffington, 436, Dexter Road, 150 Heather Lane, 222 by Ford Drive, Southwest.
Benford, yeah, that one.
Which one?
222 Benford Drive.
Which other following street addresses in Huntsville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 118 My Case Way, 225 Wilston Drive, 2400 Meteris Road, 2406 Cardinal Avenue Northwest, or none of the above?
None of them.
I just need to know if you agree with these questions. Are you hereby filed? Do you agree that you are hereby filed an internet claim for unemployment insurance against
Chris.
The state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibility?
Mm-hmm. Can you read that one more time for me? I'm sorry.
Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit rights and responsibility?
Yes. I gotta pick this one up.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. So, however, you must be again meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So you must be able and available to work as well as actively seeking work full time each week that you claim your benefits. So the unemployment claim that we just finished, it registered you for work with the Alabama Unemployment Claim Center. So your commission application will remain active for 90 days. So, however, you are required to maintain the active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am.
And you can update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in these benefits. Information booklet, benefit rights and responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding eligibility, how to file your required weekly certification. So failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits.
Yes.
So the process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you.
Mm-hmm.
You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. So unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. So you can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal by clicking on the file certification button on the homepage, or you can call 1-800-752-7383.
Yes,
so your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. So complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you need to remember your PIN. I'll provide that for you at the end of the call. So additional instructions are in the Benefit Rights and Responsibility booklet. So exemptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training, A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. So it's very important that you carefully read all the information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Mm-hmm. You could do that Sunday through Thursday by 5 p.m.
Okay.
And then you can schedule a callback appointment. So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you just to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first hired, but then they begin hiring later. Failure to make or list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of your benefits. So for assistance with your work search, you could always visit the Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for submitting.
Yes, I said, do you want to go to the thrift store with me?
Thank you for submitting.
You're welcome.
Your initial.
Thank you for helping me.
You're welcome. And then your transaction number is 49-80-49-005.
Okay.
And
thank
then your pin, you're welcome. Your pin is going to be 9099.
Okay. So is the 49 number, is that how I log into?
No, you'll log in with the 9099.
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.